Chapter 17. The End of an Era. One day, while he was hunting in the forest, Buck sensed something different around him, a different smell in the air. He followed the smell and realized that it went in the direction of John Thornton's camp. "Something bad is happening," Buck thought. "The forest is too silent. I must get to the camp quickly." He ran for 5 kilometers and then discovered a new trail. "This isn't an animal trail," he thought. "It's a human trail." He began to run more carefully. Near the camp, he found a dead dog lying behind some trees. It was Nig, with an arrow in his body. Buck moved quietly through the trees to the edge of the camp. There he saw Hans and Pete lying dead on the ground, with many arrows in their bodies. In the center of the camp, a group of Yeehat Indians were singing and dancing. Buck was furious. He sensed that John Thornton, his one real friend, was dead. He barked loudly and attacked the Indians like a mad devil. The Yeehats didn't even know what was happening. They heard a loud, frightening noise and saw an enormous animal attacking them. Buck, a hurricane of fury, jumped at the Yeehat chief and killed him with one bite in the neck. He attacked a second and a third man in the same way. The Yeehats shot arrows at him, but he moved so quickly that they didn't hit him. Fearing for their lives, the Yeehats ran from the camp and from the wolf devil. Buck chased them for a few minutes, but then turned and walked slowly back to the camp. He smelt a familiar smell and followed it to a small pool of water. There, half in and half out of the water, he found the bodies of John Thornton and Skeet. All day Buck walked around the camp. John Thornton was dead, and Buck felt empty inside. Then Buck smelt the dead bodies of the Yeehats, and he felt a different emotion. Pride. He was now a man-killer. He understood that man, the strongest animal of all, was nothing without his arrows, whips, and clubs. He, Buck, was stronger than man. Night came, and there was a full moon in the sky. Buck stood in the silent camp and heard the noise of the wolves louder than ever before. It was coming towards him. He stood and waited. Now he was ready to obey the call of the wild. John Thornton was dead, and there was nothing to keep him in the world of men. The wild wolves came into the camp. When they saw Buck, they stopped for a moment and prepared to attack him. Buck moved backwards until he stood with his back against a rock. Now the wolves could only attack him from the front. One after the other, they fought him until they got tired and moved away. Buck stood there, not moving, and showing his white teeth. Then one of the wolves came nearer Buck in a friendly way. Buck looked at the wolf and recognized him. "That's my wild brother. I ran with him in the forest," he thought. "Now I'm ready to make friends with him forever." Buck and his wild brother touched noses in friendship. Then a thin old wolf, covered in bites, came to Buck too. Buck was prepared to fight, but the old wolf only wanted to be friends. All the wolves sat down, pointed their noses to the moon, and started to howl. Finally, Buck sat down and also began to howl. Then the wolves jumped up and ran into the forest. Buck ran with them, beside his wild brother, barking and howling as he ran.